Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and our special co-host tonight is your girl, Cece, from Dawn Diva Marketing. Miss Cece, is that you?
It's Reiki Baby, baby.
Oh, it's Reiki Baby. Hey, Reiki, what's
baby.
Going
what's
on? I bet you was my co-host for tonight.
I am. What's up?
You're going to be everything, the interviewee and the co-host, huh?
So
I hear that.
Know.
Okay,
jack
so what's
trade.
Going? Huh?
Say jack all trade.
Hey, I'm not even mad at that right now, to be honest with you. I'm totally into it. I'm totally into it. So, since
call
I have you on
one, call in. It's your co-host, Reiki Baby, with Miss
yep.
T.
Definitely. Maybe you should work on my next intro. You know, I need
okay.
a new intro for 2012 now. So, I mean, you can think about that. Let me know how you feel because, you know, I kind of like that whole little thing you just put out there real quick.
I got you.
All right. Okay, no pressure. You know, I've been sent some different songs and they didn't resonate with me. I said, come on, guys, get with it. I mean, this is not a sex show. You know, I had even people sending me stuff like, yeah, girl, get it, girl. I'm like, no. That's not what we're doing on the show here.
You sure?
Nah, I'm positive. If we're going to do that, we're going to do that after hours. After hours,
okay.
guys, after hours. Definitely.
Okay. We can make that happen, too. That could be
yes.
a spinoff.
The spinoff, right? But I think we have
yeah.
Miss Cece on the line now, so let's see, Reiki. Is this Miss Cece?
Okay. Hey, it is.
Hi, what's going on?
Not so much. I'm ready to go on this interview.
Okay, now this is Reiki
Baby.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm riding around and getting it.
Okay,
literally.
I'm loving it.
Literally,
right? And that's what's up. So let's just jump right into it and stuff. You know, usually I play the song first and all that good stuff, but we'll talk to you first, ask you some questions, and then we'll play your song.
Okay,
so tell us a little bit about Reiki Baby. Reiki Baby.
Well, you know, Reiki Baby, you know, originally from Shreveport, Louisiana. Moved on Funky Town, Fort Worth, where I've been basically half my life, and you know, it's just that time. It's my time, I think. You know what I'm saying? This music, been doing it for a little bit, but just not taking it serious, you know what I'm saying? Got the talent, got the swag, got the attitude, got the hits on deck. It's just a matter of time. Like Depp say, in due time. So that's where we at now. Reiki's World about to drop. Probably was going to drop it before the new year, but it looked like it's going to be, I'll probably drop it on New Year's the day after, so be looking out for that, and that's where I'm at right now.
Definitely. I see you have a lot of videos and stuff out, and I've been checking them all out, you know. I'm like, I see that. I see you doing your thing out there.
Matter of fact, post shoot a video next month for my new single, Sexy Ladies. You need to come out, for real.
I wish I was out that way, but unfortunately I'm in New York.
Don't make me have to come out
there.
Okay. For real.
Make you come out here, huh?
For real.
I know that's right. So I know C-Dash. You know C-Dash, right?
On my cell phone. You got to change.
Raisky?
Yes, ma'am. What you raising? My bad. I told him.
Okay, I'm like,
around.
Do you know that you are being interviewed live right now?
Okay. What's up? So, hello, people.
Okay, hello. This is not pre-recorded. This is actually a live show. So, tell me, do you know C-Dash?
Oh, yeah, I know C-Dash.
Yeah, he was telling me about his event, and I was going to be out there. So whatever duration of time he gets that all together in Louisiana, I'm going to be there as the host.
Okay, well, I definitely got to be out there then. matter of fact, my Uncle B told me about that, the whole Bash thing. Hey, we're supposed to be performing.
Yeah, I heard he was supposed to be out there, and I'm just like, what's going on, Reiki? You're not present in the moment? You don't know that you were supposed to be on that roster?
No, I'm there, baby.
All right, now.
Brown's going.
Mm-hmm, I heard Brown's going. Mm-hmm. So it's a few hot people that's going to be out there, and I'm totally excited when it all comes together to get the chance to meet all you guys. So that's something I'm looking forward to in the new year. So tell us a little bit about the new projects and stuff. You said you're about to release some Reiki Baby.
Yeah, Reiki World.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically, matter of fact, right now I'm in the process of sending it to DJ Tate on Play out there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he's Soulja Boy, S-O-D, Money Game, official DJ, so I just sent it out to him, I think it was yesterday or the day before, one of them. So it should be dropping, like I said, either before the new year or the day after the new year. And it'll be on live mixtapes and all over the internet. So I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. So what about what you're doing right now? Like as far as, okay, the music thing, how long have you been striving in music? Because you can't tell me you're over 25.
I'm not 25 yet.
All right, see, this is what I'm saying. This is how I pull y'all out there to tell me the truth, okay? This is my secret way of doing things.
Okay.
I like that.
I can say, well, I've really been doing music, ever since elementary school, you know what I'm saying? We used to, me and my little clique at homeboy, we used to always the hot boys, you know what I'm saying? I was BG, homeboy was Lil Wayne, Twerk, But seriously, like I say, I've been had the talent, been like doing like little mixtapes, but just like for me and my homies and stuff. But, now, you know what I'm saying? It's time to take it to another level, So, just like I say about this time last year or a little bit before that, that's when, you know what I'm saying, we say, hey, man, stop playing. It's time to get it. So here we is now, and a lot of stuff been shaking for us.
Definitely, and I'm really, really excited about everything that's to come because, the combination of individuals that's coming together right now via Facebook is crazy to me. And a lot of you guys haven't even met each other, but you're so driven to work with each other. That is crazy.
The whole network.
Right. And I'm just like, I want to be down. I can't sing, but I want to be down.
Yeah.
So I'm
down
now. Yeah, I'm down now, officially. I have a badge now. I'm a Zappity or something like that.
Put a stamp on.
Right, exactly. Put a stamp on it, definitely. If you guys have T-shirts, I want those too. I walk around with them. I need an extra, 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 extra small. And you know why.
Exactly.
I want that. I definitely want that ASAP. Send that in the mail priority, okay?
I got you. I'm going into the post office right now.
Is there anything that you'd like to ask Raisky Baby?
Okay, I just wanted to expand on, like, the whole, like, you were the BG, the Wayne thing. Now, like, so is that what inspired you, or were you already, like, on that grind? Did you have that already inbred in you that you wanted to be out there, or what was the whole thing on that? Kind of wanted you to expand on it.
I've been had the, you know, the passion for it and everything, but, you know, just, and I had the Pete Mercury
ridicule.
Like Uncle B sat down and talked to me, and he said, hey, it's time to get it. You know what I'm saying? Is this what you want to do? Let's do it. So we hooked up, you know what I'm saying? And we started a label, Silent B Entertainment. And we went from there, you know, ever since then. Then, like I said, I hooked up with the Delp. You know, Delp, he the newest member, Silent B, Clover, but,
mm-hmm.
You know,
are y'all like looking then, shows? Like, I want to know all of that. I'm like nosy. I don't want to kind of see like where all y'all going
like,
with it. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah. We do a lot of shows out there in Shreveport. Like as far as TV shows, club performances.
So we can find out.
Matter of fact, next month also, we doing a final for the Vicky Robinson show. Like it's an underground show. The winner, they get to go to the Underground Music Awards in H-Town. Yeah, and we made the finals for that. Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of stuff, and looking forward to 2012, you know, just big and better things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always good for artists to, you know, build a fan base and things like that, and we just kind of want, you know, the listeners to hear the same thing and, you know how to get out there and get on and grind.
Yeah, you got to grind. That's why I make the song Grind Hustle Hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's an everyday thing right now.
I saw the video.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the video.
I definitely like to research people before I talk to them, you know.
Okay.
Just to see what you all about and everything like that. It's not cool to be having people on the show just to powwow with them and you have no clue to who they are, really what they do, and why they're doing what they're doing. So it's always cool as a person to go and research who you're going to be connecting with, you know?
Yeah.
So I sat down and I watched the videos and stuff. I like you in your little suit, you know. That's a good look on you.
Yeah, that's that business look right there. That's that cut the chick right there.
Okay. I know you had a lot of women after you after that one, huh?
Yeah. I told them I want 5 mil.
You say, yeah, just like that. Like, hey, Miss P, yes, that's what was happening, okay? I'm glad you noticed.
okay,
so are you single?
Oh, yeah, as of right now, I'm single and ready to mingle.
All right, now,
like
do you have any children?
Oh, yeah, I have a little boy, 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Jay. I call him Lil Raisky Baby. That's Lil Raisky Baby right there.
How old is he?
He's 3.
Oh. Oh, that is so sweet, because 3 is my favorite number.
Look,
he's a little boy. Oh.
Yeah,
I'm sure. And that's awesome. And you know what? One thing I wanted to put out there to you is that I really commend you, because when it comes to men on the show, I don't know if you heard about the previous interviews or listened to the other interviews with your other friends that, you know, we know. And definitely I attack. I always attack. And the main reason why I go in on men is because I just want to see really your foundation.
Okay.
Because that's what really would attract a woman. A woman would be attracted because you are talented. They will be attracted because you're good looking. But my thing is my attraction comes from the mental stimulation of it all, like the goals that you have for yourself. Yes, you're creative. Yes, you're attractive. But is that all that you have to offer a woman? No, right? So with me asking you these questions, like, hey, do you have a girl? Do you have a child or whatever? That's just my way of picking to see where you're coming from and how real you're going to be about it with yourself.
I see.
Because that's how I judge good people.
Exactly.
You know, most men get on here like, nah, man, I don't have no kids, you know. And then you see them on their profile pic with 8 on their lap like they were Santa Claus. And it's not, and it's July.
Nah, if she trying to sell me in mine, and she ain't for me, then that's how I look at it.
That's real.
I never not frame of mind.
That's right. That's right. And for you saying that, that made me just want to give you a gigantic hug when I see you. So look forward to that, okay? Because that's happening, a Miss P hug, okay?
You made her day.
Got me over here. Nah, for real. But you will definitely get one back in return, though, Miss P, for real.
Oh, I'm definitely looking forward to that. You think I take jack from people? No. I hug you, you hug me back, whether you like it or not.
All right. I'm going to squeeze
okay.
all of them.
Whether you're a woman standing there or not, you hugging me, okay? We got to understand that. And if we have to conference this call and let her know, then we can do that, too. Like, it's happening, okay? Just wanted to give you a heads up, my love.
For real. I'm drama-free over here. Ain't none of that.
Right, so tell
me. Giving out free hugs to everybody.
Okay, free hugs. What's wrong with that? That's like freaking, you know, giving to the community.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so what do you, you know, why were you so anxious to emerge into the music business? Was it, like, because your peers around you, or is it just because you were so talented and having that talk with your uncle or whatever kind of pushed you in that, you know, on that level of,
yeah,
like, okay, let me take this more seriously and let me buckle down and do what I have to do? Is he, like,
yeah,
one of your inspirations?
Yeah, I'd say, well, all of the above and plus, you know, the people. I got a lot of people that, like, believe in me, you know what I'm saying? Like, knowing that, like, it really pushes me, like people that's counting on me, you know what I'm saying? Not just for me, like I say, my son, my family, my grandmother support me. I have my grandmother listen to my music. Like, that just make me just strive even more, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To make it to where I need to be. Because right now,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I need to be there already. I feel like I should have been blew up. That's how I feel. And
mm-hmm.
matter of fact, I wrote a song like that on Race to Where. It's called Bring Me Down, and I basically was addressing it. But like I say, death say in due time, and I feel like we on our way. Like, it just
definitely.
You know, like the networking we're doing, and it's really a blessing, and I don't take it for granted. So,
that's so awesome. What's your sign?
I'm a bull. I'm a Taurus.
You a Taurus?
Oh, a Taurus.
I'm a bull.
What do you know about those, Miss Cece?
I am a Taurus, in fact.
Oh, okay. Taurus and Taurus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, Taurus, and Ram. How does that all work out?
Hey, nature of the beast,
right.
Get a good one.
We're going to do a lot of
buttons. Okay. I was waiting for somebody to say it. I was like, I don't want to be the oddball every show, you know.
You got the oddball. You got three tough people on the line. We're going to be all right. Oh, man.
Definitely. So where can people go to listen to your music? What social networks and your website or whatever? Plug those out there so people know how to, you know, connect with you.
Oh, yeah. First off, you can youtube.com/RaceKidBaby. And also, I'll be on Facebook a lot, facebook.com/RaceKidBaby. And, you know, send me friend requests. And, like you say, I'm always posting my videos up on there and basically everything I'm doing. I'm starting to get into Twitter more. That's twitter.com/everything/RaceKidBaby, you know. And I'm starting to get into that even more. Like, when I started, like, I got, like, followers just like that, but for some reason I just went into it like that, but I'm getting back on it, so, you know, catch me on there. Of course, you can catch me on the Intune show.
Okay, definitely. And you can also get with Cece after the show, and, you know, she can probably give you some advice or help you with your, you know, networking stuff,
okay,
as far as, like, your social networks and stuff, because that's what Cece Business is on in Diva Marketing. So she definitely has, like, some excellent rates to help artists and so on and so forth with people that don't have the time, because you're in the studio creating masterpieces and you really don't have the time to be on Twitter and all these other social networks. That's what her business does. They take over it for you and attack and assist. I've seen her build pages from like 50 likes to like 2,000 or something within like 2 weeks. So she's a monster. So definitely look her up on Facebook and friend her. And have her attack and beat up people for you. Yeah, Cece, the one that we're online with right now, she's definitely a monster with it. So definitely, she goes hard, and she definitely has for people that are, you know, over that.
Cece the monster.
Nah, Cece the Don Diva.
Like, Cece the Don Diva, baby. That's,
yes, Don Diva Magazine. No space, no affiliation with Don Diva Magazine at all. We're actually our own marketing company, advertising agency license, and then we're thorough, we're ready for you. So
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I was also going to connect her to a few other people tonight after the show because I think that is a good look for us that's trying to really work on certain projects to have someone like her that's already, like, knowledgeable in that field to kind of take that part over so that way we're not really consumed with that aspect of it. And not going crazy, because I've been driving myself crazy the entire year for no reason. And I refuse to bring 2012 in driving myself crazy with stuff that I can't control because I'm so, like, inundated with so much other stuff. And somewhere, somehow, something falls between the cracks, like my homework. That I'm stressing and crying over now. So, basically, you know, it's a good look to, you know, be able to be connected to someone that's not trying to beat you in the pockets and definitely does a good job and committed to doing the right thing by you. So definitely check her out after the show and see what we can, you know, you have to bring together. But in the meantime, and before I let you go, Reiki baby, there's only two things that I want to do. I want to play your song, and I also want to get your opinion on our topic of the day, which is internet stalkers.
Wow.
Okay. So I'm going to play your song first just to, you know, mix it up a little bit. I don't like putting people in rooms, so you guys just during the song, and that way, you know, after the song, we can kind of like powwow about the song and about the topic of the day. So here we go, world. For those that don't know, and for those that will now know, this is Sexy Ladies by Spicy Baby.
Lady status, and I'm the president. What's your address? Well, I can have the president. Damn, you look good. Put that on my mama. And I don't even trip with shit. Girl, I wanna spoil you. Take you to my house, and I'm gonna drink that ass and all you. Call that girl Nikki, cause girl, you looking dope.
Okay, I bet she can work that pole. With no hands, all I gotta say, she the kind of girl Beyonce.
know that's right.
Hey,
I know that's right. I was over here doing my little shoulder dance.
I'm telling you, you have to.
You have to come to New York. You have to keep it, like, moving state to state so everyone gets a chance to experience that, you know, and feel like a sexy lady. Definitely. So that was a hot one. I love it, and I look forward to the whole album that you have dropping. But back to the topic of the day, how do you deal with internet stalkers? Because you're attractive. You're very attractive. I'm going to put it out there. You know, I'm not afraid of no one's girlfriend, wife, whoever. Okay, Miss P walk around with Vaseline and her pocketbook. But, no. But definitely let us know, how do you deal with that? And if you ever had an experience, how did you deal with that?
Yeah, well, how I deal with it now for internet stalkers, like, as well, I'm not a mean person, so I'm just not getting on there and just dot, 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 you know what I'm saying, just bashing folks, so, you know what I'm saying, ignoring is a way, you know what I'm saying, but just, you know, I don't know how to say, because I just never really just told nobody off like that, as far as stalkers.
Right, so you never broke up with a woman or had a fan that was obsessed and stalked you during a lengthy period of time and was, like, posting things that weren't true about you and trying to ruin anything in your life that you were presently doing?
I hope I don't even get to that point. I hope not. Don't jinx me.
Oh. I'm not trying. I'm just saying. It happens, and I'm just totally shocked that you have never experienced that, and I just pray that you don't.
I ain't no bash me like that. I told you I'm nice, dude.
Aw, okay, so that means that at the end of it all, you break up, the breakup is clean and sweet, and everyone lives your life, so that's awesome.
That's for sure.
You know, I need some of that water transported to New York and probably all over the tri-state area, so because if they're drinking that water where you are and they're just walking away from relationships with no drama in hand, then I definitely need a few gallons of that water.
The world needs some more risky babies in the world.
I know that's right. That possibly can be it, you know, but sometimes no matter how sweet you are and how cool it all is, that some people just trigger this little thing in their head and then they just go on the warpath. So, like I said,
it's
good.
I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Definitely misery loves company. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Misery loves company. But, Raisky Baby, we want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing your time with us. You know, and whatever. Yeah, definitely. And when your new project comes out, let's give me a shout and let me know so we can definitely have you follow up on the show to let us know how that's all going.
Sure will.
Okay, so I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, that was all I was going to say. I'm looking forward to seeing you. CC coming
through?
CC? What? CC coming through? Okay.
Yeah, so you will be definitely meeting us both, so it's exciting. But much love to you. Yeah, much love to you. Happy New Year's if I don't get to, you know, pop a bottle with you, have one for me. And I definitely look forward to talking to you in the new year. And you hug that little boy and kiss him for me.
Okay, most definitely.
All right, you have a good night. All
right, y'all too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right,
bye.
Yeah, Cece, so he was so awesome. Maybe back, Mello.
Yeah, he was. He was
really
excited,
really,
and he knew what he wants, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, he didn't even know how to respond to that question about the stalker. You seen that? It was like, huh, what?
I love that. I actually love that because, I mean, he doesn't have that issue and problem, but like they say, the bigger and better you get, the more you're going to have problems like that. I mean, it's like, I don't know how to expound on it, that when you're doing something right, if you don't got no haters, you're not doing anything right.
All right. That's so true. So let's elaborate. Have you ever, ever had any experiences like this the entire time? Because you're out there all the time, and you're an attractive woman. So I know you have to have mingled with a few crazy people yourself.
Oh, my God, yeah. I think women are more prone to it than men in general. It's just, I think the thirst. I mean, it's just like, don't know what to say other than it's like you can't, people don't take no for an answer, or you can be like very, even your kindness can be taken for a weakness. It's more or less, you have to almost be nasty with people nowadays to let them know, you know, kind of like back out my life, you know, leave me alone type thing. Some people actually kind of thrive on like stalking your life and knowing what you're doing and things like that. That's what I've experienced. I mean, it's more or less, it's guys and girls. I mean, it's just like off the chain. It's unexplainable. Because
yes,
I mean, I don't have the time in the day. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when it happens, it's kind of like an invasion of privacy. It makes you feel like you're being watched 24/7, and it's not a good feeling.
I liked it when you
went in on about it, you know, like when people break up and things like that. There's a tendency where people, like, have this thing where they're just, I guess, I don't know, excuse the language, hell-bent on getting you upset, riled up, and things like that. And the best dose of medicine for that is ignore it.
You know, and sometimes when you do, because it's just like one of those, like, in the middle, on the fence type of situations, because, you know, right now, like, I'm kind of surrounded by a situation like that. And the point of the show is basically to kind of get people's input on how they dealt with it in a positive manner. So I've been, like, researching this thing online all day because I'm just trying to come to some type of conclusion of how you really, like, deal with it without it going to a whole nother level. Because you and I, and, you know, I know a lot of listeners out there, they watch the news and people snap out.
Yeah,
you
almost have to, like, you have to pray about it, for one, because, like, it works on both people anyway. It's the victim, and then it's also the person that's doing it. Because you, as the person that it's being done to, you have to keep yourself together, keep yourself focused, because you may have a grind, a hustle. For me, I have a master plan for my business, so I actually have to, like, tune that out. And the best way to do it is stay busy. You know, sometimes you just have to, like, actually, the best response is no response, because the more you give a person a response, it's like they love it. They get gassed up on it. And that's because they have no life.
That's true.
You are their life.
Right, it's true. But I think that, like you stated earlier, honestly, CeCe, like with females, let's kind of touch on that a little bit.
Oh, my God.
With females in general, okay, because I know being a female and okay, having a female stalker, let's just put that out there. It's 10 times worse than having a male stalker.
Because females know how to get to you. We know how to get under each other's skin. It's like an insecurity thing. That's the way I can call it, like I see it. Is if it's an insecure female, like for me, I'm confident. For me, when I look at you, I think you're a bad female. You feel me? So for I'm looking at you, I'm like, okay, why would I hate on her? If anything, I could take some notes on how to be even more sexier. You feel me? Or smart, beautiful, all that. I got that on lock, you know? So for me, I feel like we complement each other. But when you got somebody that's a female stalker, they have the tendency, they're more jealous of you. They don't know how to say, hey, I like her style, or I would like to be like her without hating. They just...
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I think it's like a genetic. Yeah, it's a genetic makeup that some of us lack, in females, and and it's so sad because it just starts from birth up. So whatever experiences you experience along the way up into adulthood is really why people do what they do, male or female. However, I just noticed that, you know, there are some stalkers out there as far as males, but I've just been alerted, and my eyes have been so open to lately about how women can really be. Although I've always heard about it, I've just never seen it up close and personal. And it can kind of be scary.
It is, because I can actually stand on it that I've actually had my car keyed behind that. I mean, it's just like where they go on your property and do stuff like that. I mean, it's just, I don't know what to say about females, that they get vicious with it. It's more or less like, when they're with somebody or you're with someone and they end up with them or something like that, which is what my situation was, they have a tendency to still think that they own that person and that, you know, they have a right to do that. And it's just kind of like, even if they're in the wrong. But you have to love them anyway, because you have to, like, get inside a person's mind that's doing it. And then once you understand it, just, I mean, it's almost like you can pity them and laugh at it, because it's like, and you spend all your day thinking about me, and I'm not, like, even thinking about you.
Exactly. It is a pity thing. It is pity, but it's like you shouldn't even have to exhort that energy to that situation or even have to be like, you know what, oh, I feel bad because this person is an asshole. Because
yeah.
At the end of the day, that's really what they are, an asshole. And it kind of shifts your life and the things that you do in your life on a daily basis. And then you reframe from, say, for instance, okay, I know a lot of y'all out there probably, if this ever happened to you, you know, you're in a new situation and then the ex is crazy pants, right? And then they're kind of like stalking, saying all kind of crazy stuff, viva, you know, social networks and stuff like that, but not really generalizing names, which you already know who the person's kind of generally talking about.
Yeah,
and
they
then,
do a lot of subliminal stuff.
Yeah, and then they just, like, saying this, cursing you out, cursing out the person that you're now with because they weren't able to maintain a situation. And then you kind of feel bad because you, like, as a woman, you understand another woman's pain. But at the same time, it comes to a point where it's like, how much do you supposed to understand before you snap out on them?
Because
how much could you avoid? How much could you stay away from and be the bigger person about the situation before you just totally snap out on them?
Speaking for myself, I mean, there were times where I got to my breaking point. I mean, there were times where I actually cried. I mean, and I don't cry that much. I actually cried because, you know, I was that mad to, you know, like, go in and, like, want to murk this person, you know, and I mean, that's just honest to goodness from the heart. It was hard. It's hard to deal with. I actually had to pray and sit down and say, you know, yo, this person hates my guts for no apparent reason. I'm not at fault, you know. You just have to reason with yourself and know yourself as a woman, understand their pain. It's more or less, it could be that the other party still has their heart with you. I mean, and that happens. But even at that, you as a person, if you're above that, you can walk away from both parties and say, okay, y'all have each other, but they still miserable, you know what it is.
Excuse me, yeah.
Because social media, I can't begin to say that social media is a bullying tactic. It is, it really is. You can be followed, you can be unfollowed. They use all kinds of different ways to do it. And the thing is, you can't let it get to you. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, it's definitely hard when you're trying to maintain yourself as a professional out
on
the internet.
It's
really,
a thin
really
line
hard.
Between being professional and not breaking that. And I'm guilty of it.
No, people would definitely take you there. So so the thing is now, like, do people report these individuals or what? How do you feel about going about handling this situation? Because I'm a little bit on the ledge about how to deal with particular things, especially when you're not accustomed to them, and then they just come and slap into your face, and you're just like, okay, now what? Because old school times is like, hey, let me go get my scarf.
Yeah.
Let me go get my Vaseline and meet me outside the middle of the street, and let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely old school the same way. I mean, I'm all about that, but at the same token, as a grown up now, being in a profession, I can't do that. I'll be going to throw everything that I worked for away. So now it's like you got to fight it, like, legally and like the smart way. It's almost like if you don't document, it's kind of like medical school. If you didn't document it, it didn't happen. So basically you have to write down the times, the dates that things happen. You know, just stay steady in not responding, even though you know you want to. Don't catch them slipping because you know you're going to break. Because it's, I mean, they push you to your snapping point. So what you have to do is just, you know, avoid the situation, probably, you know, go a different route. If they're still following you on that route, and things like that, then know that that's malicious, it's intentional. It's actually an internet crime now. I've done the research on it. People don't realize social media, you can actually be brought up on charges behind that. So they're kind of like ignorant of what they're doing.
Definitely.
I mean, it's just something you have to think that way. I mean, some might say it's snitching and things like that, but when it begins to mentally affect you or cause you detriment and hurt, that's actually something that you can have rectified in legally. So just go about it that way instead of the old school way, because I know I'm ready to thump and things like that when people do stuff like that to me, but I just have to realize I got a business, I got a child to raise, you know, and your priorities are totally different.
Definitely.
And they're not worth
it. Like I said, right, definitely I know that the old school way was, you know, step into the streets and let me meet you after the school bell rings and all that good stuff, but you know, when you're
can't do it, it's not safe anymore to do that.
No, absolutely. And once you evolved over that, it's just like, okay, I guess the next step is to report the individual just so you can keep yourself
you
safe
keep
from
yourself
if
in
they,
the clear.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
yeah,
definitely. Definitely. So, you know, basically, world, you know, stalkers, you know, it's like, how do you stop them? I don't really think that you can really ever stop them, but one of the biggest problems for people on the internet is online stalking, whether people are aware of this or not. And there are people that, for one reason or another, they just simply refuse to take a hint or go away, and I don't know what that all means, you know. So this, some of the things that they would... I'm sorry, Cece?
It's like a possession obsession type thing, and that's what I've come down to the psychology of it. They they have in their mind that they own you, and even though you have released ownership from them, they haven't.
Right. Right, definitely. I see how that all makes sense. And I'm so surprised that no one is calling in on this. You know, I'm surprised that no one has nothing to say about this topic because it's just hard for me to believe that no one has experienced this. It can't be just the chosen few.
You know, sometimes I think it is. It just, I mean, some people will actually live under the radar, maybe not doing as much as, say, professionals, say, celebrities, different people like that who are actually out there doing their thing. And you, the more limelight that you have in your life, the more you have eyes on you. So it's like your life is no longer private.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So
and it's very alarming. It's alarming how much the internet, whether you're on it, because, you know, I had a past situation and the person used to always say, well, I don't have social network media because I don't want to be on the internet because once you put all your information in there, like, everyone can Google you and find you, your pictures, whatever, which is true because if I just go to the search engine on Google and put in my name, I can pictures of me from social networks will come up, right? So basically, she would never do it. And the long end of it all is, like, one day I was just, like, Googling, like, da-da-da-da, and then her name, everything, address came up. And I said, look at this. You don't even have to be have a presence on any site, and you're still going to come up.
No, because,
that's
like,
the internet.
Federally registered. I mean, that's just the internet. It's just the day and age. It's social. It's just all the way around. I mean, demographics are there. Anything you want to find out, what you have to do is go through the extra pains and, like, actually not get the information out there. Say if you sign up for a site, you don't have to use your name. I don't use my name, my actual legal name, because one thing about it, I don't need everybody and their uncle in my business like that. But the thing is, as I get out there, people are going to find out your legal name, things like that. But even at that, there's limited information. So people, what they're doing is too much, giving too much out. So you're giving the stalker the, what say you, the ex or people, the ability to find information about you and use it against you. That's where people don't understand that.
Right. definitely. So, again, like I said, there was someone that last night when we had posted the CC that had gave us a video, and I had posted it on the Intune page in regards to the fact that it was a, I don't really understand the video, I'm going to just keep it real, but basically, it was just basically in saying about how a certain individual is supposed to be straight, but he's stalking a gay man and presenting all this, the conversation is basically he's trying to get with the gay man, and he's supposed to be straight, so he's stalking the gay man with his innuendos about how he wants the gay man. And
wow,
he's a straight man. Right. So basically the person actually took all of the inbox stuff and his picture and the other person's picture and kind of consolidated it together, I think, on their Mac and made like a little video for it. So it's basically on the Intune page for those who want to kind of click in and look at it. And he was at, or she was supposed to actually call in to talk about it, but I guess she got distracted and, you know, doing her thing, and it's totally okay. Because,
like,
I wanted.
What was the purpose? Was it like to, like, let people know, or is it what? Like, I'm trying to understand, like, the whole.
Yeah, well,
the
reason why that the person wanted to come on the show was to talk about the video and to basically let everyone know about this certain individual that's going around Facebook, supposed to be like a gangster rapper or whatever the hell. And,
well, so you have
you
to
know,
be careful with that, though. You have to be so careful with that. You know,
what do you
mean, like, maybe, like, okay, just even, like, me, when I say something about someone, you have to make sure you let them know that you're doing that. This is the thing that people do a lot, too, which is, like, they try to embarrass people by video and things like that, but make sure that it's not slander, it's the truth and things like that. It's just like I tell people, don't be a gangster on a keyboard. Make sure that you're actually going to that person, letting them know that there's a problem and stuff like that, because I'm that type. I'm not saying about that life, but it's more or less like, look, if there's an issue and problem, I've already let that person know before it's out of air on blast.
No, definitely, but see, with all of this stuff being written from his inbox, from Facebook, is with his name on it being sent.
Okay,
so anything that you copy from the inbox with that person's info is totally like him writing it.
Okay,
I guess it's really not bull crap to that degree. But at the same time, you know, they didn't call in anyway, so we won't be really touching that too much anyway. I was just kind of curious.
I want to touch on that. That would be cool to, like,
It would have been cool. Definitely would have been cool. And I was totally into it last night when we were me and this person was talking about it. Like, yeah, definitely call in. Me and Cece are going to be on. We want to hear about this. It would definitely have been something different to bring forward on this show. But,
I mean, I like to expound on those topics and things like that. You know, different things. I said it's good to know about different things, you know, topics like that are there for people to kind of, like, listen to, you know, get a different perspective.
Yes, definitely, definitely, because of the simple fact that last night it was a few of us on, and it was kind of cool because it was, like, I think it was, like, six of us on the show last night. And we were basically talking about relationships, you know, how to tell your ex, get it off your chest so you can move forward in a new year, which kind of led to this topic
like
the following day.
It's kind of like Kevin Hart, say it with your chest type thing. Sometimes you just really do have to say and get it all out there. If you don't, you have residual, like, animosity.
Right, and then you just linger in. And then when you go to the next situation, it's like that person or that situation kind of suffers because you're not fully through, kind of, sort of, so to speak, with the current situation. So it kind of is like that residual, like you just stated, that just lingers.
Yeah, and then it, I don't mean to sound like Porky Pig. Wow. Anyway, it kind of more or less is like it will destroy what you do have with that new person because they're going to always have it in the back of their mind that, you know, is that X factor. You know, and
Absolutely. That's
where people, like, end up ruining things like that.
And it's sad
and
to say, but
it's... You don't want to be happy and move on.
Everybody does, but you just have to know how to go about moving along properly. And that's where
a lot
of people...
Well, what do you think? I mean, do people not know how to move on, or...
In my opinion, I just feel like we all know just from just saying, okay, that's hot, don't touch that because it's hot, right? So we know that the fire is hot, so we won't touch it. But then again, there are some of us that know the fire is hot, but we'll touch it anyway just because you need to get that sensation again.
Okay, so it's like getting a fix.
Yeah, it's like you need some people can't or don't know how to get past something, although they think that they can. So just because you defeated something the first time and you walk past that fire without touching it does not mean that every day of your life you're going to be able to do that. Because if the thought is still lingering in your head that I really want to touch that fire, then essentially you're going to do it because it's going to override every emotion you have in yourself because you're not satisfied with not touching the fire. So no, I really don't feel...
Go ahead.
No, I just really don't feel...
Some people can be your addiction. It's kind of like that Cassie song.
Right. Definitely. Some people can be your addiction. It's totally the truth. Just like some people are addicted to cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, sex, sex.
Yeah.
No.
I know, right? Sex is good.
You know, it's sex again, but, you know, hey, that's Miss P's addiction. Like, now y'all know, is the cat's out of the bag, you know? We all have our thing.
Hey, it's all good. It releases stress. How about that?
Exactly. And, I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, who's going to be against me with that unless you just, like, lame?
You said that about this thing about the sex. Sometimes I think some people... Like with the breaking up thing, it can be that too, that they are so hooked in that way.
That's
possibility.
That's true too. Sex is, the root of all evil in some cases, because if you really put it out there like that and a person really resonates with what you do to them, it is hard to walk away from that.
Yeah, it's kind of like somebody outside your window, I think.
Yes.
Yes, my God.
Yes, it's crazy pants, like, really. Yeah, and then you
laugh at that when comedians used to say that, but it's real.
It is so real like that. It's so crazy, I'm telling you. So let's see. What can we do to kind of stop online stalkers? There are essentially three ways to stop a stalker. So they say, and this is what they say. They say never become involved with them in the first place. Once it's over, it's over if it's a relationship. Mm-hmm. If you see that the person is basically giving you signs that there's something completely wrong and out of the direction of what you're used to, then definitely just leave them alone ASAP, right? Number two is to refuse to react, and they may get bored and go away. So basically what they're saying is that if someone is trying to come at you via internet and you're not responding to it, essentially they're going to get so tired of writing you and so tired of reaching out that eventually they're going to go try to find someone else to do whatever it is that they want to do with them. And three is to prevent them from being able to stalk you. So never become involved with a stalker. It sounds easy, they say, but how do you know who is a stalker and who isn't?
That's a boil over my seat. Because I'm like, no, it's not as easy as it's written.
Right, right. Like, exactly.
And tell them this does not work all the time because you can block them. They make fake accounts. I mean, that's another thing that I think is hilarious. They make fake accounts to watch everything you do. I mean, they can do, like, all kinds of stuff. I mean, they will subliminally bother you. They will do things like that. I mean, you know it's them. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you're not crazy or nothing like that. It's more or less they're crazy enough to do that and spend that much time. I mean, it's like, do they even have a day job?
Exactly.
You know.
Like, they would totally, like, disregard anything they have going on in their personal life just to be in your life to see what you're doing in every aspect of your life.
Usually, if you're the target, you're their common denominator. Usually, like, after whatever, like, got them together or anything like that, after that's been fizzled out, usually you're the common factor. You're the reason why most people who do the stalking, be it male or female, because, I mean, males are even guilty of it, too. So the thing is, females are a little bit more psychotic with it.
Yes, definitely.
They totally go above and beyond.
Excuse me. Definitely crazy pants.
I thought it was funny, though.
It's really crazy.
So basically, again, go over the rules of, like, avoiding this, because, I mean, I'm just like, I almost came unglued.
Yeah, I can totally imagine. But they also kind of give you, like, different things, like if you actually meet the person in person, because it's not always, like, so clear-cut to know who these stalkers are if you decide to venture off the internet and meet these individuals in person or actually already met them through a mutual friend or whatever the case may be. So they're saying that's kind of telltale signs of a person that's out of control or can lose control is basically if, you know, they pout a lot when things don't go their way. They are acting hurt or they throw tension. Thank you. My tongue ring is going.
Yeah.
Thank you. My tongue ring keeps going. And don't you find that sometimes when you're trying to say particular words that it just kind of gets all twisted? So,
yeah,
you know, they go in those tension tantrums. And then when they don't get what they weigh, you know, people recognize that something's wrong. We do. We know because we get this energy, but we still try to talk through it and then they manipulate us to make them feel like, hey, I was just unhappy and it's your fault for the moment and, you know, it's okay. I love you. Right. So the biggest sign is that, you know, they're trying to make you feel guilty for letting them down. And then you do. And then from that duration of time, you forgive them and let them back in. Right.
And
then they start to control their control over you and how you do things get stronger. And they become more confident in your life of how to control and manipulate you to test you harder and harder.
So a touch that they have a closeness with you. It's in a way that they turn it around, that they're actually with you. They're not. In fact, they're doing just the opposite. They're making you want to be further and further away from them.
Exactly. And stalkers are control freaks, just to put that out there. They are control freaks. They like to control it all, and they begin a pattern of alternating between how everything is your fault with threats and why they are hurt and why you are hurting them, which is manipulation. So the very minute you feel that someone is a stalker, cut off all communication with them, period. No emails, no text messaging, no phone number, no Facebook, no MySpace, no Twitter, no visits, no I love you, no I'm sorry, baby, no any of that.
No,
because all it is, right, exactly. Delete them. Get rid of them. Live your life. Show them that life is for you is great, okay? Now they need to turn around and do the same things for themselves. Period.
Yeah,
and sounds,
and sometimes they can't. I mean, I think sometimes they have a dependency. You were their crutch, that thing that kept them going.
Right.
And that's, I mean, I don't mean to sound like arrogant with it, but it's like sometimes you can end up being that lifeline that they had, and then, like, once that lifeline's taken away, they go berserk.
Right, exactly, exactly, because it's a thrill seeker for them. You know, stalkers get a major thrill for making you angry and convincing you
it's
that it was
like
all your fault.
Them.
Yeah, and it's, the thing about it is that they'll curse you the hell out, make you feel like you they burned down a church, and then say put the matches in your hand, say, you know you lit that.
I'm trying to
and you're so
like,
jacked
oh my
up.
God,
right. You're so jacked up from being manipulated
them.
And lied and so turned around by the relationship in general that you start to believe that what they're saying to you is true.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like this. I can say this. If you're not even weak-minded, they can even get into your mind. I mean, I'm a strong-minded person, and I will tell you this. They will eventually start playing those mind games because you let them. You have to, like you said, block them out. I mean, you have to, like, reason with yourself, sit down, have a powwow, and actually talk to yourself. I know it sounds, like, retarded, but you have to talk to yourself and say, okay, I'm doing nothing wrong to this person. You have to map out, like, what happened between you all and actually literally go back and look at it. Put your emotions aside from it because emotions will get you messed up every time. You'll always, like, have that, like you said, that guilt feeling or something, like, that soft spot for them.
Definitely.
That has to close.
Definitely. ASAP.
Yeah, with a quickness.
Okay, so basically, you know, my suggestion, and then Cece, you could follow up with any suggestions that you may have for people that are experiencing such craziness, is to block their IM.
I
want
to hear some people tonight. I really
yeah,
do.
I don't know where people are. They just, like, got out of here. Like, get out of here, Miss P
it's
and
like
Cece.
They scattered on that topic.
Right, exactly. Like, we turned on the light and now it's over, you know? So,
no, but
never.
That's what we showed before. You exposed so much good stuff. I mean, that's what I kind of like. I want a talk show that's going to be out there and putting the light out on things that people don't talk about. They're afraid to.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I really appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
And with your help and follow-ups on shows and stuff like that, it is only going to get better from here. So,
you know, there'll be... That because this year, it actually educated me. I mean, I'm glad I came in to sit and talk.
Oh, me
it's
too.
Kind of like in a way it's kind of like a healing in a way because, I mean, you and I both went through the same thing with this. I mean, truly, I now understand it a whole lot more, the dynamics, the whole... inside out, you know, and now I know how to handle it a whole lot better because, I mean, I was handling it, but here lately it was like, oh, my God, it was starting to get to me, like, cave me in.
Right. Definitely. It can
take
you
down.
You
don't want to change yourself. Yes, it can.
It could take you away from everything that you just knew to a whole nother, like, who am I syndrome. So we just really kind of pull ourselves from that drama because, you know, we too hot for that girl. We too hot. So if this has ever... Right, exactly. So if anyone out there is going through this in a nutshell, because I see no one want to talk to us, so we will follow up about this topic again sometime in January because I think that there's major topics out there that needs to be followed up once in a while with people
Definitely
to call in.
Welcome feedback.
Yeah, and let us know. And also just keep in mind, guys, that there's a chat room that's connected to the show that if you don't want to talk live, you can always go in the chat room and voice your opinion. Or you can go on Facebook and kind of under the link that we have for that particular topic, post whatever you want to post. You can inbox me, inbox CC, inbox whoever is the guest host on the show for that day and kind of, like, let us know what's going on with your life. Tomorrow, actually, I'm going to have a whole full January calendar with all of the topics. So, Cece, feel free to jump on any show that you want to jump on, and that way we can promote it in enough time where we can get people to kind of tune in and listen to it.
Come back.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you know, I've realized that one thing in life, you know, since I've been doing this show and I'm out every day meeting and greeting people, is that depending on the area of the world that you're in, everybody do not want to hear something positive. People are so used to and accustomed to negativity that when you say, hey, come call in, listen to the show, be, you know, a little, you know, upgraded or empowered by certain messages that's on the show. Although we like to have fun, there is like some great topics that we're going to be talking about that I feel needs to be addressed. That in certain people that I tell this to is definitely people that need to be listening, and they won't. Because it's like leading a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Right, and then too, on top of that, until it happens to them, they won't identify. I mean, I promise you, I never used to identify with this internet stalker thing until it happens to me. And, you know, real talk, you really set the light to where whoever you was talking to, the people that I was talking to, and tell them, call in. I want to know, because, I mean, really, we need to know exactly how you deal with it, because not just my opinion should weigh in. I want to hear, like, males, we know that happens to you. We know that you guys have females that won't get off the Johnson to save their life.
Exactly. Exactly.
You
know? So it's all about people really wanting to come together and empower themselves with new information and to give their feedback to empower others. So that's the mission, the new mission for the show is basically trying to get as many people as we can to kind of give some type of feedback on the topics, because I'm not trying to kiss people's ASSs for likes or nothing. I'm trying to embrace people so they can get a better understanding of stuff, because like you said, through conversation and communicating with each other is something I can learn from you and something that the listeners can learn from us, and we can learn from them by calling in and giving feedback. So that's basically what it's about, you know, just empowering each other with information and different experiences. Life experience is the best teacher ever.
Well, especially us, we don't like to talk about things. We really like to keep things under the radar and don't want to discuss it. That's something that us as a whole, a race, need to learn to get out of is, and again, I like how you said, I'm not going to sit your ASS either. You know what I'm saying? I want people to understand. The more you talk, the more you communicate, the more you network, you grow. You learn, you teach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when people need to, you know, start getting into that, get more in tune. That's the name of the show, In Tune Show. The purpose of that name is for people to get in tune to the world around them.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. People, places, things, we all have something to offer to the pot. So, you know, it's a big melting pot out here. So let's melt in it together, guys, okay? Let's melt together, merge together, empower together. Let's just grow together. And that's the basis of what we do. So, Cece, I just want to, want to thank you again for your time and all that you do and all that you are. You're an amazing, amazing individual, and I feel blessed to have met you on a social network that people just, you know, beat up and break down and misuse, because Facebook was not designed for the crap that happens. But, you know, you have to be strong enough to go past those things and do what you came on here to do. And that's what I do now.
Yeah.
I stopped trying to take it personal.
Baby, me too. Because, I mean, even the strongest person has their day. And, I mean, I will be the first one to commend you and take my hat off and tell you, I mean, I honor and respect that. Cut from the same cloth, you know. I like to see a strong woman stand up against it, you know, and keep going. Because, I mean, I've seen you on days where I know you should have went off, but you didn't.
Definitely.
And I like that.
Definitely. Aw. Thank you for noticing.
Hey.
I really appreciate it.
That's what I think women lack. That's the last thing I'm going to say, is that women have to learn to compliment another woman. And it's not anything about being any kind of funny or anything like that. It's more or less, you know, empower each other and you can build and go up from there. So,
yes.
That's all for you.
Definitely, definitely. That was a mouthful right there. So, like I said, I'm going to post all of the shows and this show will be archived and back up on the Intune page, and, you know, we'll definitely take it from there. So whatever shows that you feel like you resonate with and you want to kind of be on, just let me know, okay?
I'll get a little less long-winded. I'm just going to take it short.
Yeah, and then like I said, in the new year, after I come back from my little, you know, stint out of town for a little sec, then I'll be clear-headed and ready to focus on the website and, you know, everything that your business offers and, you know, setting up, trying to figure out a way we can powwow about the, you know, show for the late night and things of that nature. So
okay.
I definitely want to continue to work with you. I just want to just get through to December and not really think too much about business. Yeah, exactly, and not really focus too much on business and just bring January in with a pow. So, again, Cece, thank you for all that you do. You go hard as hell, and I love that about you.
Thank you, and you have a good night.
You have a good night as well, my love. Bye.
All right. Bye.
So, yes, that was Cece, and I definitely want to give her a shout-out again for taking the time to come on the show and powwow about, you know, these crazy internet stalkers, you know. It's just so crazy how people just come out of character, period, and they lose themselves. But it's like, are they really coming out of character, or are they really being who they were when you first met them? That's the key, you know. So my advice to all of you guys that, you know, are going through situations out there, you know, the very minute you feel that someone is a stalker, just cut off communication with them, period. And sometimes it's easier said than done. I, for one, know that, you know, like I'm a human being and I know I've been through so many different experiences in my life and I know that all things is not always easy and it's always easier to talk about them than it is to do them. But when you have someone that's doing vicious things or trying to break down your character or talk, you know, talk malicious about you and, you know, just out of pocket all day, all night, 40 hours in a day, and it's not even 40 hours in a day, then the best advice that I can give you, you know, is to basically cut off communication, block their IMs, notify whatever network you want, if it's AOL, if it's Gmail, if it's whatever, MySpace, kind of put it out there so that way they'll have like some type of record, you know, to back you up later on in the end, God forbid anything happens, you know. Block their emails, you know, don't have them emailing your box, or, you know, whether it's your inbox on a social network or whether it's your email account on Google, AOL, Yahoo, whatever, just get rid of it. Copy and paste, like, anything derogatory that they say about you into your personal email and send it to yourself so that way you'll have it. And, you know, basically, you know, never make threats to a stalker. You know, the stalker seems to get a big thrill out of being threatened, and they generally try to do this to convince you that you're going to change, and you will change, because once you cross that line and comment or threaten them in any kind of way, they got you. They got you right back where they want you when you were doing so good previously to stay away from them. So just, you know, some people feel like they want to get the drop on whatever actions and stuff like that that this person is making towards them, so they kind of stay connected to them and remain their friend. But why waste your time? Never waste your breath. Never waste your time on trying to figure out what they're doing next. For the most part, whatever they're doing, they're going to do it whether you're connected to them as a friend or not, you know, until they're over the situation. So keeping a tab on somebody that's keeping tabs on you is like, who's the stalker? Even if you're not the one making the threats, even if you're not the one who's saying things. So basically, this is an abusive situation, and I think that at some point you have to say to yourself, like, is this abuse worth it, or is this something that should be rectified immediately and can be just by a click of a button? So for all those that's going, you know, out there doing what they do and having all these things going on, just, you know, you don't have to take my words into action, but definitely keep, you know, what I said at the forefront of your mind, because these things can kind of get out of hand. There's a lot of cases that are reported in the news today throughout life about people who took stalkers lightly or kept the lines of communication up in some way, and they wind up not being here today. So definitely try to assess the situation appropriately and handle it in an appropriate fashion. That way, if things do get off out of hand or off the hook, then, you know, the authorities and other people are aware that these things are happening. I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Shout out to Cece. Shout out to Fee Sexy Ma. Shout out to Diamond Dallas, to Deidre Jackson, to LBD again for the great show yesterday. I had a good time. I love to laugh with you ladies. And I look forward to all that's come for the new year. So definitely tune in on Friday, because I have a special person that I'm so thrilled and excited about that would be on the show. And the way that we'll be interviewing him is so different and so intense that I'm just ready for it. So I'm definitely looking forward to this Friday at 6:30. It's going to be awesome. And I'm also doing a show on Saturday, and it's going to be awesome with that too, which is Scarface. So tune in Friday at 6:30 p.m. with Miss P, okay? Until then, babies, have a good night. Yay.
Reaching from the bottom, ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll meet this game tomorrow and never come back. Still so much pain, but still a body in him. Can't get enough of flames, there's not a lie in him. And he's so much to gain, it's just a lion in him. No such could be contained. Riding from my city like a jet ski. Give it all and leave it all behind, they won't forget me. And I could bet that I'm the realest if you met me. No reason to be scared, now I save you if you let me. Yeah, look, I'm the captain and I set speeds. And nothing's moving unless you put me in it like a set of keys. I'm not a D-boy, I never said I'd get you keys of anything except the flow inside your veins like a disease. So many years of chasing got me falling to my knees. Like how could they pass it up for years? I gave them all of me. Yeah, and I'm still here for all of me. And they will never take it away, that's what I'm born to be. Still shooting for the top, reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll lead this game tomorrow. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll lead this game tomorrow. Like all that's left is nothing but these moves that I'm making. All the faith, a little patience, but the clock just keeps on racing, mind spinning, gone in a cloud of cigarillo smoke. Till it's nothing for me to drop the realest shit I ever wrote. And if it's all just a dream, I hope I'm never woke. Say the top is lonely, then you fall off and we're better broke. Still I don't know, looking around just searching for a thread of hope. Throw these dice like fuck it, it's too late for me, so here we go. All or nothing mind frame, vision is a vivid picture of the lights with my name. I pray I live it, but they get me. And if I don't, I'll die a man. A million lines written describing all of my days in this crazy life I'm living, but wouldn't change for nothing. Been blessed for what's given, like I could break or something, or up with 6 million. Enough this promise, but all I know, I'ma make a killing. I got this mama, just know it's coming from all I'm giving. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll lead this game tomorrow. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll lead this game tomorrow.
My heart, sweat, blood, tears, joy, and this is everything. Give it all to get it, even if I never live today. Make it to the top, and at least I live to get to say I did it on my own, was on the grind, and never missed a day. Mind full of thoughts, I lace these verses like a picture paint. Take these words, internalize them, pick this pen up, picture paint. Everything is moving so fast, I need a fifth of drink. Tired of all these lame suckers, bullshit, mixed in this game. Tunnel vision now, and all I see is in this window pane. Every day's like working, trying to reinforce this window frame. First the sun shines, then the skies get dark as limo paint. Now I'm just trying to see it through, no clue about how long it's gonna take. But I'm still here, still breathing, still real, still will win it all and kill the game like 6 mil. Yeah, so tell me where we supposed to go from here, man. I don't know, before I go, I make sure that they know I'm here. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll lead this game tomorrow. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles.
empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow.
See, look, I just want it all out here, and I can't stop till I get it.
That was Kobe Bright, Lead Us Game Tomorrow. You guys, look him up, KobeBright.com, one of my favorites. So, you babies, have a good night. I just wanted to leave you on that note. Just give me everything or leave this game tomorrow. And that kind of affiliates with the whole program tonight in regards to, if you can't give me everything, then I have to leave this all alone. And if I have to leave it all alone, then be man or woman enough to leave me the hell alone. Okay? That's my thoughts. Talk to you babies on Friday. Have a good night.